The phone call that I was greeted with from Tony was, "Taylor, where are you? Your unit's on fire."
Hello, welcome back to the Auto Alex podcast. Cast. You join me, Taylor, and Rory Mackay. Where are we?
We are in Mumbles. In Wales.
We're just actually outside of Cardiff.
Yeah. If you're wondering why the unit looks a little bit different and decorated, and why we've insulated the unit, it's because we're not actually in the unit.
No, we're in a really nice gaff that looks like something out of James Bond.
It does. This is like MTV Cribs. Eat your art out.
Yeah, YouTube's paying really well these days.
So
yeah.
How much are we actually paying for this place?
This place sleeps eight, and it has its own gym, and it's,
it does.
It's so nice.
Don't say it has its own gym. It's shit.
It has its own gym.
No, it's a cage.
It comes with a free
rental.
With a
20-kilogram bar, and I think 70 kilos worth of
and it has an 8,000 pound carbon fiber bike.
I
don't know if you're allowed to use. It's in the place, so I assume
I think it's
be.
More like art.
I can't believe how many toilets and showers there are in this house. There's a toilet and a shower in the small downstairs.
You can do
toilet.
A lot of shitting in this place
and a lot of showering.
There's four bedrooms, five bathrooms,
rainfall showers, like, and I mean rainfall showers in each one.
Yeah.
And it's £179 a night.
But
there is a cleaning fee of £100.
So we're paying about 300 and something quid.
Yeah, including like fees and
for
stuff.
For a night. And there's five fellas here.
Yeah. Which I think is a good deal.
It is. And it is lush. I mean, you can see us for the first time because we've heard you, all right? Everyone's saying, "Oh, why don't you just upload the full podcast onto V2? We're doing it, all right? Shut up. You got your way. You wore us down. And here we are.
I would just like to make one thing about this house.
Yeah.
I think the best thing about this house is the view that I was greeted with earlier, which is what's on the driveway.
Oh, my Porsche.
Because I drove in and there is an E46 manual touring sat on the driveway, a Porsche 911 993 in a fantastic colour, and now is
an
E46
E46
Alpina manual coupe.
That's quite cool.
And anyone that drives past this house must go, "Wow, fair play.
Wow, we're going to nick that."
Yeah, we're sure the lot.
Yeah, because we are in Wales, in Swansea.
Yeah,
it's a bit nicky in Swansea, isn't it?
I think this is a nice area.
Yeah, this area is like Hollywood. It's really nice. Yeah.
All right, okay. Anyway, welcome to the podcast in our new MTV Cribs house just for one night.
Yep.
Normal programming will resume as of next week in the unit, in the uninsulated unit. It's going to be very calm.
Yeah, once we've sobered up.
Yes. Oh, yeah. We have been drinking.
Quite a lot.
Yes.
Because it's Alex's birthday tomorrow.
It is.
Well, and you're going to be 40.
I'm not going to be 40, man. I mean, 39.
It's pretty much 40,
no,
though.
No, you're in your 30s. You're going to be 30 in June. So we're all going to be in our 30s.
No, because you're 40.
No. We'll all be...
No, but you're 40.
But next year, you'll be 40.
Oh. I won't. Wait. Joke's on you. I won't make it to next year. Anyway, before we chat about what we've been up to this week... A massive hello to people who've been emailing us in on
podcast@autoalexcars.com.
That was good for being drunk.
That was actually good for being drunk. So Kevin getting his wife's car washed, Daniel Scott working in the Alaska oil fields.
Wow.
Sebastian in Germany injuring himself while working on his mom's car. Ben Kirby listening inside a tank.
Oh,
what?
Yes. No, wait,
not a proper tank. It's a cider tank. But it is a tank. It's a tank.
That's pretty cool.
We've got Aaron on the Isle of Wight, Danny Smith listening on his way to try and sell some cars.
Yep.
Philippe in Malta, Joe Green in his high mileage Hero, T5 van, Sebastian, who was listening to the podcast while getting pulled over, and Rory's mum, Jackie. Shalom, Jackie. How does your mum find this? Does she like the shout out?
I think she finds it quite funny. She said she's going to bring her own autograph pen to Shedfest.
That would be cool.
Maybe we could like have Jackie stand her own stand with her own merch.
It's either that or we do some sort of like when we're introducing everyone on stage, and then we just randomly, I mean, I was going to do this as a surprise to her, but we then go, "And Rory's mom Jackie," and just directly point at her.
Or
but she might now know because I've said it, because I'm a
hi
bit
Jackie
drunk.
Yeah. Also, you know how like last time at Shedfest we had Spin the Wheel where you can win a set of tires?
Yes,
blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
How about we have Jackie on there?
What, spinning the wheel?
Yeah. No, not No.
We could
so
have
she
Jackie
is a prize.
On the wheel.
Well, your mum could be a prize just for like an evening.
I don't think that's acceptable these days.
Isn't it?
No, to sell off someone.
Why, what? Get your head out of the gutter. I just meant just for hello.
Oh, okay.
Why, what are you thinking? Are you thinking full nudity and sex?
Yeah.
Oh, you right, can't put that in.
That is disgusting.
Edit that out.
Anyway, before we continue, a Shedfest announcement.
Oh.
Yeah.
That linked in well.
It did, didn't it, just?
It's almost like that was planned.
From Jackie to Shedfest. So Shedfest on May the 4th is a celebration of shitboxes, high mileage heroes, everything that you love to own and drive and buy and take, you know, risks on. Make financial mistakes on. That's what we do, and that's what we encourage you guys to do as well. Tickets have been selling very, very, very well recently.
A lot of people have been buying tickets.
So many people.
A lot of sheds and actually quite cool cars as well pop up on my Instagram saying that people have bought their tickets.
Yeah, it is very, very good. There are some really shit cars.
But that, also that some are going, really good ones.
Yeah,
as
but
well.
Mainly shit ones that have been going to Shedfest buying tickets. So we love to see that, and we can't wait to see you. Please buy your Shedfest tickets now. There is a link in the description to Shedfest tickets in the bio of my Instagram, which is at AutoAlex. Buy your Shedfest tickets now. It's
cannot
really
wait for Shedfest.
It's going to be good. It's going to be awesome. Yeah. We're going to have like 10,000 people.
May the 4th be with you.
Oh, very good. Nice. We are cancelling Star Trek.
Yes, we are.
Yeah. Just so we can. What? Are you right?
Yes.
Are you hungry again? We've just eaten, man.
What's wrong, Rory?
Yeah. Your lack of understanding and appreciation of culture is outstanding,
don't
honestly.
Yeah.
We just haven't got time to watch Star Trek.
I cannot wait till we get Tom Lenthal on this couch and then me and him can just talk about Star Wars.
Oh, he loves Star Wars, doesn't he?
He loves it.
He does.
He is such a nerd.
Yeah. For those of you who don't know, Tom Lenthal's profile picture on his WhatsApp is Yoda.
Is it?
Yeah.
I did notice that.
And that's how I knew.
Yeah. I thought that was Gollum. From the little people, the hobbits, my people.
I thought it was Tom Lenthal.
No. So,
like not 10 years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, because it looked quite good. Mm. Sorry, Rory.
But me and Tom, after, it was the NEC, wasn't it? When we all went out for that Indian meal. Yeah.
And we were chatting about it.
Yeah, me and Tom were sat next to each other and we spent quite a long time talking about Star Wars.
We were drunk for that.
We were very drunk. Yeah.
I'm so glad I wasn't there. Sounds fantastic.
It was
boring.
Actually a really good evening.
No, you missed out. It was such a great to have like the AutoAlex crew, like everyone, the extended crew.
Was it great to pay for your own meals for once?
No, we put it on the AutoAlex business.
I took the card with me.
I mean, you took my card earlier to pay for this meal here for dinner, and my card is your default for whatever
Deliveroo. Yeah. Well,
he's not going to pay for it, is he?
Yeah, why would I pay for it?
Anyway, what have we been up to? So the last podcast went out, what was it, last Thursday? Mm. Something like that.
We were delayed because of Christmas and New Year.
Yeah.
And mum falling over and injuring herself.
Yes.
Oh, thank you very much to everyone who like messaged saying, hope your mum's all right. Mum is doing really well. I've been feeding her up like one of those French ducks.
Okay.
You know, like where you feed the food, like force feeding.
Tadukken.
What?
Tadukken.
Yeah, isn't that?
Hadouken.
I thought that was a band, Hadouken.
I've just been feeding mum lots and just trying to get her strength up, and she's doing really well. So done, mum. I'm very,
very
proud of you. Anyway, Rory, what have you been up to? I've got some notes here on the laptop, and you're about to ruin the mood, aren't you?
Yeah, so me and my family do like a little meal to celebrate my granddad every year. So
that's nice. When did he die? Was it a long time ago or recent?
Yeah, I think it was about 10 years ago.
Oh, wow, a long time.
Yeah,
okay. So it's nice that you're still celebrating.
Yeah,
it.
That's great. It's just nice to do. My gran really appreciates it. So did that.
Yeah. That's really nice.
And then moving on to even more sort of weird stuff. Me and Ellie went out and bought a load of antique furniture.
So boring.
You really are becoming old.
You are turning into me.
I did sort of have a moment where I pulled up in the Defender unloading antique furniture into a cottage, and I was like, oh, it's a bit old, this, isn't it?
Were you wearing your barber jacket at the time?
I was actually, yeah.
was your left hip hurting a little bit while you were unloading?
No, I haven't got rigor mortis.
Oh, right. That's just me.
Do you know what you need now just to set the scene?
What?
A dog.
You
need a Labrador.
You don't have the balls to buy a dog.
Ellie won't let me get a dog.
What? You need to get a Labrador.
Oh, it's because she wants to have a baby.
No, she says that I won't look after the dog and it will just be left with her. So, which, yeah, of course, but that's besides the point.
Oh, no, but you can take the dog to the unit and then Maisie can have her dog friend.
I really want a golden retriever.
That golden retriever will dominate Maisie.
Yeah. Anything would dominate. Are you mentioning this in your story? What? If not, you should. No, you haven't put it down. All right. Rory the mouse would dominate Maisie.
Yeah, okay. So, right.
Oh, this is quite funny.
Set the scene. Okay, so my wife and I, Rianne, are currently renovating our house. I say currently we are. We've got some building.
You've paid a man.
We're paying many men to do an extension, blah, blah, blah. So Rianne and I have moved our entire lives from the house up and down, so ground floor and first floor, upstairs. So our spare bedroom is now our living room. My office is now the kitchen, and the bedroom is a bedroom. So we literally live in a squat. Mm. It is, oh God, the space. There is no space.
But you do have hot water and heating now, so you've got nothing to complain
about.
Yeah,
no, I mean, it only took 3 months until we had a boiler. Mm. So yeah, as of 3 weeks ago, we've had heating and hot water, which is a game changer. Anyway, because we've had heating and hot water, we've got a new tenant.
Mm.
And that new tenant is very furry, very fat, very annoying. It's a mouse.
And very clever.
Yes, it's a mouse. And because it's very fat, small, rotund and annoying, Rianne was actually the one that named it.
It was Rianne.
Yeah, she named it Rory. So we have Rory the mouse in our house. So in our kind of living room / spare bedroom, whatever it is, there's still a mattress like leant against the wall. It is just so shit in there.
There's a moose about this house.
But I'm out at the moment. Maisie is with Gareth and Aurelie and their dog. And Rianne is just chilling on the little two-person sofa. And then Rory, the little fucker, just comes out from underneath the unit. And he's just like walking around. And he wants to get out towards the kitchen area, which is the office. But Rianne's closed the door. And he's there and he's like trying to jump up on the skirting board. And they jump high, those little fuckers.
Yeah.
And Rianne's just there and she's like filming it. I might have to put it up on my stories. So if you want to see a little fucker.
You should do a mouse, montage.
We should do a montage of Rory, the fat little rotund mouse, like literally mugging Rianne off. Then check that out on Instagram. But Rianne put more mousetraps. We've got like 5 mousetraps in our little squat at the moment. And Rory, the little fucker. Sorry, I keep on saying
that. I don't feel like this aggressive. Is targeted at the mouse anymore.
No, it's not. So the mouse is very clever. And there's Weetabix because he went through my Weetabix. He smashed my Weetabix in the kitchen.
I really do like Weetabix as well. It's quite funny.
Yeah. Weetabix is nice.
So we know that he's got a penchant for Weetabix. So I like sprinkled on some Weetabix on the mousetrap and just beside the mousetrap just to tempt him in.
Mm.
And the little fucker, he just ate the Weetabix outside of the mousetrap. And then Rihanna's got a video of him this evening, which is, what day are we? Tuesday.
Yeah.
This evening, going up to the mousetrap, sniffing the Weetabix and thinking, nah, I sense danger. And then buggering off.
He knows.
He knows that something is not quite right. How does a mouse know what a mousetrap is? That's what I want to know.
I'm so happy that I get to annoy you in my work life with you.
And my personal life.
But now in your personal life.
When I'm trying to sleep.
It's just so good.
When I'm trying to sleep and I hear... I know it's Rory next door trying to get out.
And that was before the mouse was there.
Yes, yes it was. But I just don't understand how a mouse knows what a mousetrap is.
Why don't you want him as a pet?
Because he's a dick.
But
they
why?
Are so annoying. They shit everywhere. They eat everything.
We'll put a litter box out for him.
What?
Get a little litter box.
Oh, what? Train him up?
Yeah,
I'll get him a little collar.
So he pups in the litter box. Isn't it a nice little pet?
No, he's a shit.
He is a bit cute, though, isn't he?
They are quite sweet.
Oh, he's useful to have around. Yeah, he is useful.
It's funny because did you see the video the other week of me finding a little mouse in the back of my E30? So I was changing the interior of my E30 and I lifted the rear seat and found a whole bunch of seeds under the rear seat. And I was like, that's weird. What are they doing in there? And then looked in the boot and to the left-hand side of the boot in one of the storage cubby holes, there was a massive mouse nest. And I thought, that looks very fresh. And I sort of poked it with a little box that I had in the boot. And this little mouse jumped out of the nest in the boot of the car. And I was like, I don't even know what to do at this point. What do you do? Because you can't chase it or just run away.
No. No.
So yeah, we managed to evict it in the end and got rid of it. And I had to
when you say you managed to evict it, what did you do?
Well, I called in Lewis, the mechanic next door, and he evicted it out of the car.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't know what he did because I didn't look.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
But it was.
Were you too busy going like?
I was too busy going.
Doing what?
I was too busy going, Lewis, can you sort this out, please? Because I don't know what to do with it.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, that's my mouse story. So we kind of went on a tangent there.
Yeah.
So your granddad's memorial, which is very nice.
Yep.
Buying antique furniture, terrifically boring.
Yeah.
So bringing the tone down.
I don't think it's that boring. I quite thought.
Did you do anything fun? Well, we harmonised there. Did you notice?
No. Oh. Well, everything's still bloody flooded around by me. Like...
Have you been out in the Defender again?
I did.
Getting scared of puddles?
I did try again.
Did you?
Yeah.
Which one?
So there's a supermarket near me called Warner's.
Walmart?
Warner's. And it's I don't know, some Morrison's off branch. But they do a little thing called like Warner's update every single day. And it's the man stands in like the puddle. And it's like going, Warner's isn't open today because the puddle's too big or whatever. And then I was like going, and I think they've basically released it saying it's open now, but it's limited access and it's by foot only.
What?
And I was like,
hold is on. It built on hold a lake on. Or something?
By foot only. I think I could make that. Anyway, I drove up to it and I was like, oh, I can turn in here. I've got my Defender was wading through the water fine. Turns out they've bloody got their flood defences still on the wall. So again, I had to bloody reverse.
Oh no.
Even though I could have got in.
What is the point in that Defender? You need to sell it.
I love my Defender.
If someone wants to give Rory $5,000 this week, he'll take it.
No,
yeah. Right?
No, I won't.
You're selling
no.
it.
Rory, you've already lost £90,000. What's another 30 or 40
no,
grand?
No, you need to sell your Porsche because you don't even fit in it, so it's fine.
And it gives you rigor mortis.
And it gives you rigor mortis.
We'll get onto that in a minute, but it's quite uncomfortable.
All right. Alex, what have you been up to anyway?
So not a lot. I've been looking after Mum, which is going very well. And then on Saturday, Rhiannon and I drove up to near Leamington Way to Gareth's place, Gareth and his wife. We just had a nice time, drank some beers. And then we kind of helped, I kind of helped him a little bit rebuild his BMW S1000 RR, which went very well and it rides straight now. So that's pretty much all I've been up.
Same.
That doesn't seem like all you've been up to.
What?
I don't know.
Well, I haven't like touched upon why we had to rebuild it. Because, you know, the first time he just bought the S1000 RR and then it was in his garage. And
he then told he had that in the podcast.
Yeah, he had a CBR next to him. And because he's got a bit of a fat ass, his ass hit the exhaust of the CBR, knocked into it and dominoed it into the S1000 RR. And then he's mentioned this already, but he like, damaged both bikes.
Yeah.
CBR's really bad. And the S1000 RR wasn't too bad. So he went to like Alibaba or whatever it is, AliExpress, and bought carbon fiber and then fixed up the S1000 RR and it was fine. And then the people don't know about, he went for a little ride.
Yeah. Why are you whispering?
Because it's a secret.
Oh, right.
He went for a ride with his father and his brother-in-law. And then he went round a corner. And then,
which was muddy.
Yes, muddy. HS2, blame you. And the bike decided didn't want to be on two wheels anymore.
Oh,
it wanted to do sliding.
Yeah, the bike went one way into like a fence. And Gareth went the opposite way, but he was fine because the airbag jacket went off when he hit the car.
What car?
Yeah, there was a little car like a Honda Jazz or something that was coming. The
I thought it was a Seat Ibiza.
It was a car.
Okay.
All right. It had four wheels.
A generic car.
And it was doing about 40 miles an hour and Gareth was doing about 20 miles an hour on himself.
Did he
balance?
Wait, what?
So they had a collective impact of like 60 miles an
hour? About that, yeah.
And Gareth was just, what, Gareth's body v car?
Yeah, yeah. And he was all right.
Gareth's not dead?
No. Everyone thought he was going to die. But no, he kind of just got up, brushed himself off and he was like, oh shit, this is gonna be quite expensive, eh? Yeah. Ah, bro. Fuck this. Don't do that again.
He doesn't sound like that.
No, he doesn't. He's South African, by the way, in case you were wondering. But yeah, it was Gareth versus car.
Okay. And out of the car and Gareth, who won?
Gareth, actually. Yeah, all Gareth has to do is pay like £200 to get his airbag jacket regassed.
See, it need to work on their build quality then, obviously.
Well, no, it's nice that the car was very soft because he dented the wing, the bumper and the bonnet.
Imagine if that was my Defender.
Or a tractor.
Or a tractor.
Oh, that would have been bad.
Yeah, he would have punctured a tire on the tractor. Yeah, that would have been not good. So anyway, Gareth has had to go back to the drawing board, take the bike home in the van, and then rebuild it yet again, except have to rebuild it more extensively. So the S1000RR that he bought recently is now pretty much fully carbon fiber.
Fantastic.
And he's had to buy a new rear wheel from BMW. A motorbike rear wheel. How much?
I know how much because Gareth has posted about it on the internet about a thousand times.
How much for a rear wheel for a motorbike? That S1000RR.
What's it made out of? Is it like specially?
It's aluminium.
It's an HP4 wheel as well. So HP4 is like the special edition version.
£600.
£800 for a wheel. A wheel.
That does seem a bit excessive. That does,
you can buy a whole set of alloys for a car. For £800.
You can buy a whole motorbike for that.
You can buy a whole car. You can buy a whole house in Wales.
You can buy two whole cars.
Yeah, you can buy a nice little fella for a few nights.
No, they're quite expensive.
Are they?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, yeah. Brexit. Anyway, Gareth is all right. and his bike rides straight, which is lovely.
Same. Mm. So what else?
Should we go back to that?
No.
Do you really ride straight?
Oh, very. What else?
That's pretty much it. I mean, it's been quite quiet. Yeah, like I said, just been spending a lot of time with mum. And yeah, it was just nice to get away for a night, which is good. So that's pretty much me. What about you? Have you, started a
just
fire
don't,
for Instagram content?
Just
oh, how's your Instagram? Is it popping
even
off?
Even go there. My phone is sat over on the kitchen side behind us. And I haven't looked at it for the last 5 or 6 hours because it's just carnage. And I'm going to check it when everyone's gone to bed because today has genuinely probably been one of the most stressful days of my entire life.
Taylor has a lot of stressful days, doesn't he?
He does.
He is so emotional, guys.
You know,
I have got reason to be stressed on this particular day.
There was when Taylor told us what happened. Me and Alex both did turn to each other and this would only happen to Taylor.
We did. Yeah.
Did you actually?
Yeah. We said, his time was going to be up sometime, wasn't it? Yeah.
Someone will catch him one day.
That's called karma. That's what you said, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, Taylor, let's gloss over the weekend because what happened today was very exciting.
Well, we won't gloss over the weekend because over the weekend, I had a very good weekend. I went to...
No, I'm bored already.
Let's carry on.
The bomb.
And wait, I went to Bista Heritage.
Taylor, everyone
wants
to hear about today.
Which was very good.
Yeah,
fire.
I took
what
my
happened
Alpina
today? To Bista Heritage. Oh, and it was very good fun and I really enjoyed it.
Brilliant.
Chris Harris was there as well.
And you didn't talk to him because
you didn't know whether he likes him or not.
Oh, what a bottle job. So fire, what happened today?
Right, so...
Let's get to it. So where were you going? Set the scene.
So today I woke up like any normal day, headed over to the unit.
No. That's not the first thing you do when you wake up.
Yeah, I did.
No, you open your phone, get on Grindr, find a nice little
No, I do that in the evenings.
Do you? Is that an evening thing?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, always.
Is there a bit better hit rate?
Oh, 100%. But anyway, so I got up today like any normal day, went to the unit, sorted some bits out, met up with Luke there. We had a good old tidy up. Mate, we actually had a really good tidy up on the unit.
Nice.
So I swept it all out. It was all lovely. Because we have had a really busy week. So the unit was a bit of a mess. So I had a really good tidy up. I prepared my Alpina because I brought that with me to Wales today because we're doing a bit of filming on that. Yep. But we'll get to that later.
Yeah.
I left the unit and drove about half an hour and I was on the M25.
Question.
Go on.
How late were you running?
Genuinely about 20 minutes. But I knew I'd be able to make that up because I'm like very efficient.
Hour. That's good because I told him half an hour earlier.
I was about 20 minutes late, but I knew I'd make that up because I'm very efficient. I'm German, you see. But anyway, I was about half an hour away from the unit. I was on the M25 heading anti-clockwise and I got a phone call from Tony.
Mm.
Now, Tony lives opposite my unit.
Yes.
My new unit that I have just spent over £20,000 doing up and insulating and boarding and painting And I had my logo painted on the wall.
And you've got a lot of stock in there.
I've got a lot of cars in there. Alex's Porsche 944.
You've got my 944 in there. Yeah, that's probably
and,
the most valuable.
And your Porsche Cayenne.
My Cayenne was in there.
Oh, and my Porsche Cayenne.
Yeah, your Porsche
Cayenne. Yeah, both of my Porsches
are in there. My Porsche Cayenne was in there. My Mini.
Oh, have you paid me?
Yes.
Oh, I should check my account then. Should I do it live on the podcast?
You actually owe me money at this point.
How do you work that out?
Because today I've invoiced you. You just haven't checked your emails yet.
No. Anyway.
Right. Hold on. Let me
anyway,
just check my
phone.
No.
So, right.
Where's my phone?
So,
there it is.
My KM was in there. My Mini was in there. My 540i manual touring. A couple of E36s that I've got in stock. In fact, three E36s.
Sorry, I don't have an invoice.
Shut up.
No, but I don't.
Well,
I'm
onto my story here.
But you just lie to everyone.
Shut up. You're checking your grinder, not your email.
Oh, shit.
You're on the wrong app.
That's why it's all green.
Because you've had too many Erdinger.
No, it's because he's got the cataracts in his eyes. Oh, he can't see it.
He's not my rigor mortis.
But anyway, there's a lot of cars in the unit.
Right.
A good amount of money's worth. And it's not even about the money. It's about, like, some of those cars are genuinely irreplaceable. Luckily, one of the only cars that wasn't in there, which is still in storage, is my 6 Series.
Yeah.
Because the phone call that I was greeted with from Tony was, Taylor, where are you? Your unit's on fire.
Oh, shit.
And I said, Tony, shut up. What are you on about? And he said, you need to get here now. Your unit is on fire. And I said, are you genuinely fucking me about here? And he said, I'm not. You need to get back here right now because the units are on fire.
Shit.
I drove back very efficiently.
Very efficiently.
Very efficiently.
Was there mention of a hard shoulder at some one point?
No.
No, he broke down.
He broke down on the hard shoulder.
He broke down and happened to overtake someone at 90 odd.
No. He broke down on the hard shoulder,
yeah.
But then got working really quickly again and then set off from the hard shoulder and rejoined the carriage.
Anyway, right. Yeah.
As you can probably imagine at that point, I was more stressed than you could possibly believe. And I had a million things going through my head. I did not know what to expect. When getting back to the unit, I drove back to the unit as quickly as possible in a safe manner because I had Luke with me.
Well, no. I mean, you would do that anyway because you're a very responsible
person. Yeah, of course.
Person.
I'm a responsible person. I got back to the unit and what I was greeted with was 4 fire engines, firemen everywhere, and smoke.
Oh my God, were you a bit happy?
Now he's thinking this was worth it.
Yeah.
I'm glad we had that barbecue.
Anything seriously.
It's when they walked into Taylor's unit and they realised there was a pole that they could slide down.
Taylor was in there. Boys, it's going to get hot. Take them off.
Shut up. But anyway, what I was greeted with was 4 fire engines and smoke billowing from my unit.
Oh dear. What's going through your head?
I just envisioned the inside of my unit just being completely black and the cars just not existing anymore.
Yep.
I was really stressed. I was on the verge of tears. I genuinely felt sick. Mm. I think I was having a bit of a panic attack. One of the firemen asked me to unlock the unit door. I unlocked it. I think it was Luke that opened the door. I can't remember off the top of my head, but someone opened the door and there was just black smoke pouring out of the unit door. I just had to look the other way at this point. I looked the other way and I thought, it's just over. Everything is over. Everything we've worked for over the last year, 2 years, whatever, is just gone. It is completely toast, literally. Mm. I didn't know what to say. I was looking around. I was talking to Tony, talking to Lewis. What had actually happened was Lewis, the mechanic next door to my unit, was welding a car.
Mm.
He didn't realise at the time, but the inside of the car had caught fire and he had actually left the unit, drove off up the road. And the saving grace of the entire situation that was when Lewis left, a delivery guy delivering a sofa to Lewis's unit, arrived at Lewis's unit, I can only assume about 10 minutes after Lewis left, called Lewis and said, there is smoke coming from your unit. He immediately called 999 and rushed back as quickly as he could. The guy said to Lewis, you know, the smoke is getting really bad really quickly. Mm. And the fire brigade luckily turned up really quickly. And that is the only 2 things that's, well, actually 3 things that saved my unit.
Jeez.
Lewis unit is unfortunately completely unsalvageable.
Yeah,
The actual structure of the unit is fine, but the inside is completely ruined. All of the boards are burnt. The insulation's burnt. All of the cars that were in his unit are completely burnt.
Yeah.
His ramp is completely destroyed. The tools, everything. His whole livelihood, realistically, has gone up in smoke. My unit suffered from smoke damage. So
how long was it? So, you know, you said you opened the door, black smoke was coming out. How long was it in between that black smoke coming out and you knowing that your unit was...
Probably about 10 minutes because there was no electricity in the unit because Lewis's unit was so engulfed in flames, it shorted all the electrics in his unit and blew all the fuses. So we couldn't open my shutter electronically. We had to use the manual chain and it is so slow.
Yeah, yeah.
We were pulling the chain.
Oh, I saw the video of the fireman trying to get it up.
Yeah, yeah. So me, Luke and the fireman were trying to open it and it was taking so long we'd have to swap over because we'd do a bit, breathe in some of the fumes and then we'd have to swap. And it was a good 10 minutes before I could see anything in my unit and see that it was okay.
Mm.
Now, there is a bit of smoke damage in my unit. So we've obviously just painted all the walls and everything. Some of it is a bit damaged and will need repainting, but luckily, touch wood, all of the cars are fine, all of the walls are fine, and the structure is fine.
Mm.
But next door, unfortunately, is pretty much completely unsalvageable.
It's gone up. Yeah, it's gone up.
And it just goes to show, like, fire is such a dangerous thing.
Yeah.
And it is one thing that I've always been paranoid about. I always had fire extinguishers at my old unit. I brought them over to my new unit.
Mm.
I will be installing a fire detection system in my unit, which was planned anyway.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's been one thing that's been a massive fear of mine because if your unit were to flood, it's salvageable. If things are stolen, you can recover them. You know, you can rebuild them. Damages can be, you know, they can be sorted out. But fires, you just 9 times out of 10, you just can't salvage anything.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's so bad. And if the cars in that unit were to be engulfed in flames, they're just not salvageable.
Yeah.
And a lot of the times, you know, business and premises insurance, they don't like to pay out for fires. Yeah. And
you did get quite lucky because the other side of the wall, in Lewis's unit, there was a fuel tank or something.
Yeah. So literally the dividing wall that divides my unit and Lewis's unit, on the other side of the wall, there was a fuel tank from a Mini Cooper S full of fuel on the floor that he had taken out because he was doing a rear suspension rebuild and rear brake pipes. And it was literally sat on the floor on the other side of the wall from my unit. And the other side of the wall got so hot that the corrugated steel, all of the paint had melted off of it. The steel had started to buckle and it looked like it started to melt.
Mm.
And the only thing that stopped the flames from coming through to my unit was the insulation that I'd installed.
Yeah.
So, and it was non-flammable insulation. So
just to touch on that insulation, there has been a running joke between these two where Taylor takes the piss out of Alex's unit because we do have insulation, but it's probably not the best.
It's how we moved in.
That's how we moved in.
Yeah, we didn't have to do anything.
And I'm not going to insulate someone else's unit because the rent there is so expensive.
It is expensive. Yeah. And to be honest, to have my unit insulated was extortionately expensive. As I say, I've spent a bit over £20,000 on my unit
now. My God, wasn't it worth it?
Yeah, it was worth it.
It saved your whole unit.
Yeah, it saved all of the cars. Your Porsche 944... was about 3 foot away to, I'd say, almost 1,000 degrees worth of fire.
Wow.
Genuinely.
Then you would have owed me.
There was one wall separating three, four, five.
Isn't it?
Yeah, it's just breeze blocks, yeah.
So there was, no, it's not. It's concrete and then corrugated steel, but it was the insulation.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the insulation isn't flammable.
Yeah.
Because in Lewis's unit, all the wood caught fire, but the insulation fell down in chunks. It didn't actually catch fire, apart from the really hot bits.
Mm.
But there were 6 cars in a line against that back wall that, you know, that back wall on the other side of it was fire.
Yeah. Mm. And even think, you know, obviously the insulation would have stopped the fire, but what's not to say that the fire wouldn't have damaged all that concrete and that wall would have come down?
It would have. So I actually spoke to a fireman and I said to him, how long would it have taken for this fire to reach my unit?
Yeah.
And he said, genuinely, probably about 10 minutes.
Wow.
So the guy delivering the sofa to Lewis's unit that called him and told him there was smoke coming from his unit saved mine and three other units.
Yeah.
Did he stick around then, or did he?
I don't think so. I'm not too sure.
To be fair, he had a parcel, did a delivery. Yeah,
I'm not too sure. But it's just a random series of events that just meant that that unit was, you know, my unit was saved.
Yeah.
And it is unfortunate about Lewis's unit, but these accidents do happen in the motor trade. And I cannot express how important it is for, you know, mechanics and fabricators and restorers that welding is so dangerous.
Yeah.
That one of the first things that I learned when I learned how to weld and fabricate was, when you weld a car, you do not leave it alone within the first hour of welding it.
Yeah, yeah.
Because there could be the smallest fire or the smallest, you know, bit of ember or whatever that would just keep catching fire. And it's so hard to detect it. You don't realize it's on fire. It could be burning away somewhere.
Yeah, that's very stressful.
It was but very
you
stressful.
You got away with it. Lewis, unfortunately, not.
So. Yes. It was a very, very bad situation that could have been so much worse.
But at the end of the day, nobody got hurt.
Nobody
it
got
was
hurt.
Stuff that got hurt. Yes. So, you know, lives can be rebuilt.
Yeah, yeah.
So
nobody got hurt, which is the most important thing.
Yeah.
Stuff got damaged, but so much more could have been damaged.
Exactly.
Yeah. So it's, as I say, it's a very, very bad situation that could have been a hell of a lot worse.
Yeah. So there's one question that I've got, and I'm sure everyone listening to this as well. What were we talking? Was it like a three-seater or a corner?
What, the sofa?
Yeah.
I actually don't know.
You don't know?
I'll have to find out.
And what we happened with the sofa?
To be honest.
Where is that sofa now?
So, Lewis, when the guy was on the phone telling Lewis that there was smoke coming from the unit, he said, "Do you still want the sofa?" And Lewis said, "Well, there's not much point now, is there?"
Oh, Christ.
So I am going to try and find the phone number of the guy that tried to deliver the sofa, and I want to give him some beers.
Oh, no, I thought you were going to say you can probably get a free sofa.
Oh, no, the sofa, I thought he was going to say.
Shut up. He but might be the man of your dreams. You never know.
You never know. But, he is the man of my dreams because he saved my entire unit.
Indeed. So, to the mystery delivery man with the mystery sofa, thank you very much.
Yes. Because thank you sincerely.
Yeah, yeah. Fair play. Thank you for being on time as well.
Yes.
Because had he been any earlier, he probably wouldn't have seen any smoke.
Well, he might have been running late. If he was on time,
he's a delivery man, he would be running late. Yeah.
But it was a very stressful day that ended out actually not being as bad as
it could
have been.
And you're feeling
all
right now?
Oh, I'm feeling great.
Yeah.
I'm with my best mates. I'm sat in a wonderful gaff.
Yeah, MTV.
In Wales with some fantastic cars sat on the driveway.
Yeah. Doing a podcast as well.
Doing a podcast. And we've just had a lovely Japanese dinner.
We have, yeah.
And a lot of beers.
Oh, we've had a lot of beers.
Oh, my God, we've had so many
beers. Right, before we continue with the podcast, a massive shout out to this week's sponsor, Febby Bilstein. We love Febby Bilstein,
we do,
don't we? And the reason we love Febby Bilstein is because they make OE matching quality parts, and you also get a 3-year guarantee. So if you go to Euro Car Parts or wherever you buy your parts, then make sure you look out for Febby Bilstein. We've used their parts for what, over 6 months now?
Yeah.
On multiple cars. Big Pete.
Big
probably
Pete
like
is
fully rebuilt thanks to Febby Bilstein.
I think the only thing that's standard on Big Pete is the chassis.
Exactly. Yeah. the E30, don't forget as well. So Roger, so many cars that we've used Febby Bilstein with. We trust them and we would love you to trust them too as well. So look out for Febby Bilstein because we really, really rate them. Anyway, shall we move this on now?
Go on then.
Right, what we got then? So we've been looking through the emails and we have got a question of the week from a lovely chap called George, or Jorge.
Jorge.
If he was Spanish, but he's English, so it's George.
Jorge is George, but with a J.
Yes.
Yeah. This is with a G, so it's George.
It is, yeah. So George writes, "Hi guys, I've been pondering a new car over recent weeks and have been looking at low mileage average econoboxes."
Oh, bless you.
Sorry.
Oh my God. That's the beer.
That is the beer. "I've been looking at low mileage average econoboxes around the £3,000 to £3,500 mark. After listening to your podcast, however, I now find myself looking at older, higher mileage premium cars like E53 X5s.
Don't do it.
So my question to you is a high mileage Hero really a good idea? So he can buy a £3,000 Econobox, which will be fine and bland and get him from A to B, or he could go higher mileage, which we do like high mileage, and buy something interesting.
The thing is, right, with this situation, it's really hard to say, because sometimes you could buy a high mileage car that's been really well looked after and it's great. Sometimes you can buy a high mileage car and it's just problem after problem after problem. And I don't know. The thing is, right, we like buying high mileage cars.
Yeah.
We've got the mechanical knowledge and the know-how and the equipment to fix them when they go wrong, but not everyone else has.
No.
So sometimes it's not always good to suggest to other people to buy high mileage heroes.
Yeah. I do think as well it is just a massive game of luck. Like, you could, because you can even buy a high mileage car that has been looked after and it has been serviced regularly, but you might be the unlucky sod that it breaks on. So I don't know.
I think when mileage is concerned, you need to look at where has the mileage been done.
Yes.
If it's been a taxi, if it's been used in town, avoid like the plague. Yeah. Anything more than, what, 200,000, say.
Yeah.
If it's done 250,000 miles, but most of those miles have been done on motorways, and if you've spoken to the owner, and if you can see the MOT history, and it all kind of checks out.
It'll be spot on.
It will be spot on, because doing high mileage in a town, you've got speed bumps, potholes, that plays absolute havoc with suspension components, clutches, gearboxes, all the rest of it. But if you're literally cruising along at 70, 80 miles an hour, doing 70,000 miles a year or so, then it's just a little bit of rolling resistance. It's tires, it's brakes, but it doesn't really put that much strain on the engine.
They have an easy life.
I will say a good piece of advice. Lower your budget. So if his budget is $3,000 to $3,500, I would say try and look for a BMW of maybe an E53 for $2,000 and expect to spend that rest of the budget on fixing it back up again. Or add on, add on another third of that budget on repairs for the first bit of the ownership of the car.
I mean, Taylor, you know the E53 market better than anyone else. He's written E53 X5s as a premium car for him, so he clearly likes those cars. What is a decent price, or what's an average price for something that would be reliable in your mind? For me, £3,500 for something like a 3-litre diesel is a good price. It's quite a high price to pay.
Yeah, it's average, I would say. You could spend more, you could spend less. Personally, if I wanted a daily and I wanted something that was decent and reliable, I wouldn't buy an E53. I would buy an E53 if I wanted to do a lot of towing and use it for a business and put loads of stuff in it and had a big family, stuff like that. If I wanted just a daily driver, I'd probably just buy I'd probably buy like an E90 generation 3 series or an E46 3 series, just a 330D.
But a 6-cylinder.
Yeah. 6-cylinder diesels are always better. They're a lot smoother.
Yeah, and the 4-cylinders have more issues, tend to, in the E90 generation.
Not necessarily. It really depends what year you get. I just prefer the 6-cylinders. They're a lot smoother, and the fuel economy genuinely isn't that much worse.
Yeah. If I'm looking at like £3,000, and if I want something premium, fairly big, wafty, and luxurious, my money, I think, would go on something like a Skoda Superb Estate.
I would go E60 or E90 generation 3 series or 5 series, 530D or 330D. I'd prefer a manual.
Mm-hmm. I would probably, E61. I do regret selling my 535D.
That was a good car.
That was a good car.
And it chewed up the miles. Like, I treated that car like shit.
Yeah.
Like shit.
You didn't treat it like shit. You just did a lot of miles in it.
I did 25,000 miles in that car.
In a year?
No, it wasn't in a year. It was in the space of 5 months.
What?
Wow. Yeah.
5 months you did 25,000 miles?
Well, you say that. How long have I had the KN?
Why? Is it 4 or 5 months?
I don't think it's been that long. I bought it on the way back from picking up Freddy's Jag from the Nürburgring. I agreed with you on that trip to buy it.
No, you did.
When was that?
I think that was only like...
I'm going to say 4 months.
No, I think it was only 3 months ago.
I have nearly hit my first 10,000 miles in that car.
Really? 3 months?
And bearing in mind that you drive a lot of other cars.
A lot of other cars. Yeah. And I did use brick for a fair while as well and stuff like that. Yes, a lot of mileage. But E53s, I would only advise if you want to use it for business, towing, big family, stuff like that.
Or, speaking of the Porsche Cayenne, you can pick up a first gen petrol 4.5 V8.
No.
You can.
No.
For about three grand.
You can. And do you know what? Genuinely, the Cayenne has been one of the most reliable cars I've ever
had. It's fantastic. I never had any issues with it.
No, sorry. Let's go back to who just bought
a Porsche Cayenne Turbo. Who was it? One of your friends.
Project 40 on YouTube.
Yeah.
He wanted to buy my Cayenne. There are a few issues I told him about, and then we decided probably best not to. You bought it.
Yes.
So he, Tom.
And I love it.
Tom bought himself a Cayenne Turbo for nearly £10,000.
Which is quite strong money.
Yes, he did a few videos on it. And now it's pretty much scrap value
because the timing chain is rattling, which I have heard that on the turbos is quite a common issue. Not so much on my generation, on the 4.5 non-turbo, on the turbos.
Oh, sorry, before we get sidetracked, you need to think of a car for 20 questions.
Okay, I will think of one.
Okay, so
I'm not sure if we are.
What?
We need to speed things up, especially Why? If you want to do your segment.
What segment?
Your roaming segment of
what
this roaming? Podcast.
Oh, yeah, we're going to go roaming.
Oh, God.
All right, okay, let's move it on. Blah, 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 blah. So,
but anyway, just touching quickly.
Yes,
if you want to buy a good daily driver, get a 3 Series, 5 Series, Skoda Octavia, whatever you want. If you want a cheap hatchback, runaround, general car, buy a Citroen C1 because they're fantastic. Carrying on.
Citroen BX.
Citroen C1.
Citroen C1.
They're so good. The one that's got the Toyota engine in it. And if you take the air filter out, they sound fantastic.
Sorry, ignore all that. Just cut
get
that.
A Vauxhall in sync.
What number? Yeah, get Shut a Vauxhall in sync.
Oh
yeah,
my
yeah,
God, yeah. I'm going to be sick.
Right, anyway, we have got some podcast feedback from Jim CW.
All right, Jim.
Dear Alex, Taylor and Rory, loving the podcast videos and everything you guys do. The videos are on my constant playlist alongside Tavarish, Matt Armstrong and Johnny Smith, and then in brackets, clearly at the top, but don't tell them I said that.
Ha. Ha.
Ha. Then the podcast came along and I can now get my fill whilst driving too. Anyway, you're going to like this. Both of you are going to like this. I've run this past your brother. Roy, stop reading. Stop pretending like you can read. Anyway, I had an idea for a podcast or two. How about you get all of your mums on the podcast, set a shitbox budget, but let them choose the cars, then do a video where you road trip to their favourite Sunday driving destinations. Alex's mum needs more love from you guys since her fall. How Taylor's mum puts up with him living at home, I'll never know. And as for Rory, well, shalom, Jackie.
Oh, God.
What better way for three cracking lads to show their appreciation for their mums and have some more fun along the way? Keep the content coming, fellas. Jim CW.
Can I just say, you know,
yeah?
I think your mums have a bit more automotive knowledge than mine. My mum was driving around on her car and she said it felt a bit floaty. I'd checked the tyre pressures. Every single tyre was below 10 PSI.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, that is good. And now she,
it
regularly, for some reason, I don't know why, the tyres all leak. So she's just driving around a lot on less than 10 PSI.
Well, Rory, joke's on you because I've got your mum's number from your brother, Tom.
I must admit, our mums have had some very cool cars.
They have, yeah. Should we do a quick automotive mum's top trumps?
Go on then.
Okay. Ford Granada, 2 litre gear.
Two Peugeot 205 GTIs.
I was starting with a shit one. I was only joking. BMW E21 316. Left hand drive. Oh, no, hold on. Shut up. What am I starting with? Porsche 944.
Mercedes 190E.
BMW E30 Touring.
Your mum?
Mm-hmm. Really?
It was the last car my dad gave to her.
Oh, really? Was it? Okay.
And then it got nicked off our driveway.
Brilliant.
Someone just took the windscreen out and then just crawled through.
The windscreen? Yeah,
they took the rubber and the only thing that was left on our driveway was just the rubber from the windscreen. So whoever stole it must have been driving it along just with the wind buffeting them in the face.
Maybe we need to put a steering lock on our windscreens.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. Okay, Karmann gear.
Three-litre Capri.
BMW E21.
BMW E36.
Vauxhall Astra.
Okay, you're out. BMW E36 320i manual touring in Maria Green.
I don't know what one it was, but E39 BMW.
Ford Focus Z-Tech.
Rory, you're out.
No, I'm still in.
No, you ruined it with the Astra.
If I'm back in.
No. Mark 1 Ford Focus, TDCI.
Two-door Peugeot 306 XSI Phase 1.
I think he's won.
Fiat 500.
Oh, shut up, Rory. Right, in that case, Seat Leon 1.2 TSI.
Woo!
DSG, which is mum's current car. But it's got one of those disabled badges in the front.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Try and beat that, motherfucker.
My mum's got a disabled badge as well.
Oh, really? They can park anywhere they like. It's fantastic.
She's got a convertible smart car at the moment. She loves it. I was sat outside the cafe in my local town back late last year. And my mum's had a few smart cars. It was one of her previous smart cars. I just remember sitting there with Brad from the AA and seeing this black smart car come flying with a capital F round the roundabout outside the cafe, and I was like, that's my mum.
My mum got done many years ago driving to Devon in her Porsche 944 doing 96 miles an hour.
Wow.
She actually got pulled over by the police who were on a bridge,
and
they pulled her over, and they were like, we didn't know this car could go this fast. And then they were like, do you know why we pulled you over, blah blah blah, and my mum was like, Crohn's disease, I've got to get to the toilet. It was just a bullshit line. They let her go. It was fantastic.
Yeah, my mum does about like 400 miles a year in her car.
400 miles
to be
a
fair
year.
My mum does that now as well. She doesn't do a lot of mileage. Right, so I've written it a game, 20 questions. Do we have time for that?
No, let's go on to roaming section.
Okay, so
are we gonna miss the 20 questions?
We've got some beef. All right, we got big beef.
Because there's another game at hand.
All right. You had the audacity last week to tell everybody.
Don't point at me in that tone of voice.
You had the audacity to tell everybody here that you're stronger than me. And I am
stronger than you.
Wait, carry on. Okay. I just need to shout Tom to grab the camera.
Okay.
Tom! We'll need cameraman in a second.
Tom is actually Rory's brother.
He is.
Come on, Tom. Bring it in, Tom.
Tom looks nothing like me.
No, Tom looks like a human being, not a hamster. Hello, Tom.
Before we move on to the roaming session, can I give you your late Christmas / birthday gift?
I forgot about
that. Oh, God.
It's only a little gift.
No, this is good.
But I've got it, and it's nice.
All right.
Do you want it?
Go on then.
Right. Shut your eyes.
Oh, for crying out loud.
You ready?
Is it that mouse?
No, it's not.
Oh, okay.
It's only a little gift, but it's kind of funny. Right.
It is very good.
You ready? Shut your eyes.
What do I think it is?
Yeah. What do you think he's got you?
It's going to be something piss-takey.
Yes.
About my rigor mortis.
No.
It's going to be something about my age, dentures or something.
Wait, are you ready?
Yes.
Right, your eyes shut.
I'm looking away, aren't I?
Yeah. Right, ready?
And you got to feel what it is first.
Yeah, go on then.
Right.
Put it in. That's not the first time you've heard that. Right. Oh.
Oh, what is it?
Oh.
Wait.
What is
it? It's a bottle.
It's a bottle.
Is it like a Yankee can?
Might be.
Mine clutch Yankee
Everyone
candle.
Has tagged me in this.
Oh,
and
shit.
I had to have it made, especially for that. You, because you slipped the clutch.
Thanks. That's fantastic. Does it smell of... Oh, it smells of burnt clutch. Oh, that is very, very nice.
And it's got the MX-5 on it.
It does.
How many times I've been tagged in this Yankee candle, I do not know. But everyone has said that you need that Yankee candle.
How many times you've been tagged in it? How many times do you think I've been tagged in it?
Wait,
every other message is...
So can I ask...
Bloody Yankee candle.
Is this actually genuine? Because I thought it was just a Photoshop.
No, I had to... So I had the label on it made.
Oh, did
so,
you?
Yeah, it's a real Yankee candle, but that is made, modelled off of the one that everyone has tagged me in.
That's fantastic. That is going to bring me into my 40th year on Earth.
To
tomorrow.
So yes,
because you're 40.
I'm not 40.
You
I'm
are
going
40.
To be 39 tomorrow.
And so see tomorrow.
Today, when you're listening or watching, no, watching, not watching.
Oh yeah, this is going out on your birthday.
Are you going to upload it as a YouTube video tomorrow?
No.
He hasn't got any credit left.
Crying out loud.
No.
So sorry, you can only listen to this, but yeah, it's my 39th today. So everyone just shut up. But thank you very much.
That's all right. Merry Christmas.
Okay. Rory, your turn. I'm looking away. I'm looking away. And I just feel fat.
If there's one thing that I will say that Rory is shit at, it's presence.
Is it?
You are shit at it. If you ever get a present for someone, you tell them about it.
I do.
Oh
yeah.
God, he's so shit. I do. So you ruined my whole Christmas present.
I didn't ruin. No, we can't. We can't say this because there's one person that doesn't know about this.
Yeah, but he doesn't listen to it. Tom doesn't listen. You ruined Christmas for me.
Tom does listen to it.
Does he?
Yeah. He listens to podcasts while he's, all right, you fuckers, I'm rebuilding this Jaguar engine for this E-Type.
I'm going to charge you £250, you cunt.
Will you lot stop bringing me buckets of shit?
Yeah.
Anyway, I
love the way that when we're chatting to him, he gets bored. He's like, all right, then you guys need to fuck off now. Okay, Tom's had enough.
I've got things to do now. Fuck off.
Anyway, I'm still fuming because last time on the podcast, number 16, this being 17, you told everyone a vicious rumor that you were stronger than me.
I told everyone the truth.
Okay. Well, in our Airbnb, Airbnb, we happen to have a little gym upstairs.
Right.
So there's a cage with a 20 kilogram bar and some plates on there. So why don't we put this to the test?
All right.
Oh my God, you're confident.
It's what it is, isn't it?
Okay. All right. So you... watching us and you listening to us with your ear holes are going to join us as we go upstairs.
Yep.
Can we do it live?
How do we move the entire podcast?
Okay. So take your headphones
come
off.
Come with us.
Can I
take
bring
your,
my beer?
Take your headphones off. Right.
Wait, let me have a sip of my beer.
Yeah,
Alex, you need to put your mic down. Okay. All right. We're a roaming podcast now. Right.
Oh, welcome. Hey, MTV
Cribs. You need to
speak into this. Hey, MTV Cribs. Welcome to my cribs. I'm a famous YouTube rapper. My name's K-Dog. And get up in my grill, MTV Cribs.
Most people are going to still be listening. So yes. You need to pretend that the video is not there.
Right. So I'm going to give everyone a tour of this gaff. And if this is one thing, this is a gaff. There's Luke. He is chilling in the... This is the secondary living room. This is a spare living room. And we've got some floating staircase that I don't really trust because I'm quite fat and I'm worried that it's going to collapse. So, yeah, the first time I went up this, get a little bit of nervousness. It's moving. I'm on it. I can feel it moving. We've got a lovely tiles. Look at the size of these tiles.
But not heated.
These were not cheap, let's be honest. Someone has spent a nice amount of money on this gaff. Nice bedroom in there. The doors are good as well. They're good, nice fire doors. Good for fire protection.
And now, you join us in the gym.
Right.
This is the toilet.
That's the toilet. So what you can do is when you overdo the gym, like Alex does, you can go straight in there and shit yourself. Because apparently if you overdo the gym, you shit yourself.
So Alex.
Yeah. Hello.
What's the challenge?
So the challenge is, okay, so we have a bar here. I believe this is a 20 kg bar. We've got 15s on each side. That's 50 kilos.
Right. I would just like to say,
I've never done any of this before. So if you do happen to lose, you are going to be, you're just.
No, that's fine. Right.
So, okay. So it's 50 kilos, not a lot of weight. What I would like you to do, Taylor, is pick it up and then chest press it as many as you can do. As many reps as you can do.
But I'll get...
Rigor mortis.
I'll get onset muscle soreness like I did the last time I did weights.
Yes, but that's quite funny. Would you like me to start?
Yeah, go on then.
Okay.
Go on, girl. Right. I'm going to give a rolling commentary on what Alex is up to. Are you ready? So the short man has got his gut out and is laying on a bench.
This bench is quite hard.
You ready? Right. So... This has never been done on a podcast before, ladies and gentlemen. If you look in the mirror, Rory, look at that hairline. It's getting really bad.
All right, here we go. Are we ready?
Yeah, so he's holding it. Okay, down to the chest and up. Down to the chest and up. Oh, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28.
Oh, he's paused. He's paused.
31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36. He's slowing down. 37. He's slowing down. He's going red in the face. 38, 39, 40. Oh, 40.
He's paused again. Oh, he's back on.
41, 42, 43. 43 has gone very red in the face. 44, 45, 46, 47, 47.
47,
was it me? Cool, right. I'm going to head back downstairs.
Please don't say that was that.
All right, so Taylor, after seeing that, how many do you think you're going to do?
Right. I'll be honest, nowhere near that. Because this is obviously not this doesn't home. This doesn't prove strength. This proves no.
This is stamina.
What this is a proof of stamina.
No, it's not.
And leisure.
Okay.
Anyway, you're up to 47 to beat.
Right, I'm going to position myself on the chair.
Oh, I want to see this gut. Go on, girl.
I've never done this.
Right, well, oh, wait. Jesus Ooh, Christ.
Fuck me. One.
Look, to your chest.
Oh.
Come on up. Come on, up we go. Up we go. Up we go. Two. Oh, shit.
Two.
Oh, Jesus. Wait, can I just say, just slightly wider grip.
Right.
There you go. Just get it even. And just concentrate.
This is so embarrassing.
And just remember, we're in an Airbnb, so if you damage these walls...
Someone's already hit the wall.
Yeah, just don't smash the mirror. Right, come on, here we go. Come on, girl.
This is so embarrassing.
Right, okay, so an even grip, about there, is good.
Okay.
A little bit further out. There you go.
Right, so what am I on?
Two. Here we go.
No. Oh my god!
Hold that.
Okay. All right. So there's
four, five, six.
Yes. Alex has had to go in as hell. Oh, we're on six. He's dropped it down to his chest.
Seven,
and he's done. The bar is back on.
Someone's filmed this up with concrete.
Taylor's claiming that someone has filmed this up with concrete. I think Taylor might just be a bit weak.
I'm going to stop on the basis that I don't want to get sore arms for tomorrow.
So what has this proven, Rory?
You are better at one thing than Taylor,
okay, which is going to the gym.
What's the other thing? Are we going to do one more thing?
Biceps. One bicep curl.
Taylor, do you want to carry on this competition or are you...
I'm going to be sick.
Okay.
I've eaten a lot of beer this evening and I'm going to be sick.
Okay, right. Shall we call it there?
I think this is the end of the podcast, yeah.
Okay, so we started downstairs in MTV Cribs. We're going to end it upstairs in MTV Cribs gym as me, the victor. Right?
No.
Okay. I'm victorious. I'm very happy with that. Anyway, we're just trying new things. So thank you very much for watching, for listening. Please make sure you subscribe to the main channel, to the V2 channel. And also a massive thank you to Febby Bilstein for sponsoring this episode. Rory, any more to say?
No.
What about if people want to email us? What's the email?
podcast@autoalexcars.com.
And from us, have a wonderful week. Whatever you do, do it to the best of your ability. We will see you next week. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, shit. What's this?